بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. In life, the most important thing that we all want to have is success. Whether it's in the hereafter or whether it's to do with the dunya. A few examples of in the dunya we want success is when we're young and we're in our teenage years and we want to pass, for example, our exams in college, in university, in school. We want success in our academic years. Further on, we want success in our lives by having a good job. We want success by showing that we have a good house, a good car. And in the akhirah, the only success that we all want, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it to all of us, is Jannatul Firdaus. But this success is not guaranteed for every single person. Some might get it through the du'as of their parents. Some might get the success in this world and the hereafter through their own efforts, through their own du'as and through their own a'mal. But there are some group of people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed this door of success upon them. Close the doors of tawfiq upon these types of people. So when we look at these types of people, then Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he says in his book Al-Fawaid, he says that the doors of tawfiq, babu tawfiq, are closed upon six type of people. So these six types of groups, if you're in one of them, then the doors of success is also closed upon you, not only in this life, but also in the hereafter as well. Now what's the first type of group that the ulama have mentioned? When we look at the first group, is being busy with the ni'mah and not being grateful for the ni'mah. For example, your wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, you're so busy with this ni'mah by earning it and by spending it in a ridiculous manner, and you're not grateful for this ni'mah by spending it in the path of Allah, by sponsoring an orphan, by donating to a masjid, by giving charity, spending on your family, your loved ones. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this ni'mat of sihat, and you use this, you're so busy with this ni'mah by doing other things, and you're not focusing on showing gratitude of this ni'mah by saying, Alhamdulillah, for the sihat, for this health that I have. So we're busy with the ni'mah, we're busy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, but we're not grateful for it. And when this type of thing happens, this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closes the doors of success upon us. Wallahi, my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many, many ni'mats that we can't even imagine. I mentioned a few just right now. The ni'mat of wealth, the ni'mat of sihat. One of my teachers, he mentioned that your health is such a big ni'mah that it's like a crown. It's like a crown that only the sick people can see and the healthy cannot see. And it's true. The legs that you have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Those people who do not have legs and who cannot walk, they look at you like if you are a king. Those people who can't speak and you can speak, they look at you as if you are the king. So when you look at your sihat, make sure you show gratitude upon it as well. The ulama say there are three ways that one should show gratitude upon the ni'mat that they have. There's three ways: with the tongue, with the heart, and with their action. This is how we show gratitude. This is how we do shukr upon the ni'mah. With the tongue, by uttering the words Alhamdulillah, and reminding ourselves that this ni'mah that I have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the heart, by believing that everything you have is from Allah. And do not let shaitan give you the waswasa, and do not let shaitan come and whisper to you that because of your skin color, you're successful. Because of your degree that you have, you're successful. Because you live in such and such country, you're successful. This is the waswasa from the shaitan. Every single thing that you have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not because of your own efforts. And by finally, the third way of showing gratitude is by your actions. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you wealth, use that in the path of Allah by sponsoring an orphan, donating to the masjid. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you children, then you put them in the masajid, you bring them to the mosque to pray, and you make sure that they know about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the seerah. You make sure that they become huffaz of the Qur'an. So this is how you show gratitude upon your ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. So that's number one. This is one of the ways that the doors of success is closed upon you. The second way is that acquiring ilm, acquiring knowledge without amal. MashaAllah, you sit in durus, you sit in halaqas, you sit in tadris, you sit in lectures, bayans. Where's the amal? What have you learnt from that? And where is the action upon this knowledge that you have learnt? Remember one thing, my brothers, is that amal is not to do with knowledge. You can have all the knowledge in the world, but if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given you the tawfiq to do amal upon that, you will never be able to do amal upon that knowledge. A good example of this is when you look at shaitan. Shaitan has more knowledge than me, you, than and all the ulama in the world put together. Shaitan has more knowledge than all of us. He knows about Allah. He knows about the Rasul. He knows about Quran. But there's no amal. Why? It's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given him that tawfiq. So when it comes to amal, then this is the time when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, give me knowledge with amal. Because the knowledge that you have without amal is then used against you. For example, you know that selling sharab, you know that selling alcohol is wrong, but you still sell that in the shops. You know that interest is haram and you still take out your house by mortgage. So having this knowledge can also be a curse upon you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the first person to enter Jahannam will be that alim who had all the knowledge, but there was no amal with all that knowledge. So it's a very scary thing, my brothers, when we learn anything in Islam, when we learn what's right, what's wrong, then also we should act upon that as well. If we don't act upon the amal, then that's when the doors of success is closed upon you. That's the second way. The third way is rushing to commit a sin, rushing to commit a guna, and delaying the repentance. Wallahi, akhi, ikhwan, the biggest ni'mah I mentioned earlier on was your sihat. And the second biggest ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is the ability to repent, is tawbah. Imagine we had to go to Makkah to repent for our sins, to do tawbah. Imagine we had to go to Medina to do tawbah. Imagine we had to wake up at a specific time at 3 a.m. to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our sins. That's not the case. Wallahi, that's not the case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, نَبِّ عِبَادِي أَنِّيَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, that he's saying to the Prophet ﷺ that inform my servants that I am the most merciful and the most forgiving. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful and the most forgiving, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us at any time. The repentance is at any time. We all make mistakes. Myself, everyone here. We all are involved in a sin that we all know. But the best of those sinners are those who repent straight away. Do not delay your repentance. When you ask someone, why is it that you don't pray your salah? Oh, inshallah, when Ramadan comes, then I will start getting used to my salah. Why is it that you don't read Quran? Oh, inshallah, when Ramadan comes, then I will start practicing my recitation. And inshallah, I will start learning then. When I get my job, when I get married, and when I have children, that's when inshallah, I will come to the masjid. Who guaranteed you that you'll be alive until then? The Prophet ﷺ said that when I do salam to one side in namaz and salah, then I don't know if I'll be alive to do salam to the other side. That little time span between two salams, and the Prophet ﷺ saying is that I do not have the guarantee that I'll be alive until the second salam. And we are, the shaitan is giving us the false hope that we will be alive until 60, 70, and that's when we can ask for repentance. Do not delay your repentance, ikhwan. As soon as the time comes, you've committed a sin, and straight away, the first opportunity you get, make sure you come to the masjid, or anywhere, you don't need to be in the masjid, and say astaghfirullah for that sin. And inshallah, by this, the doors of success will not be closed upon you, inshallah. The fourth way is being proud of knowing the righteous people and not imitating them. MashaAllah, some people say that I know such and such sheikh. I have his number in my phone. Mufti Mink, he came to my house. He had food in my house and I go to his house. The imam of such and such masjid, I know him personally. We're like this. Where is the amal upon that? Do you copy that sheikh? That righteous person, do you know? MashaAllah, that sheikh, how he is with his family, how he treats his wife, is that how you treat your wife? How he treats his friends, is that how you treat your friends? Do you intimidate that sheikh that you know, or do you just boast about the fact that you know that sheikh, that's all? So knowing righteous people is not only enough, but we should also copy them. Whatever they do, the way that they are, the way that they keep their beard, the way that they dress. Why? It's because they follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And if you follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, then inshallah, you'll be led to success. But if you know this person, and you don't copy this person, then that's you going away from the path of Allah, from the path of sunnah. So it's not only enough to know him, but to also copy him as well, inshallah. So if anyone knows any righteous people, and you know that person is on haqq, then please copy that the way that they are, the way that they're dressed, the way their akhlaq is, the way that they are with their household, their friends, their family. Inshallah, that's the way the success will be. Number five is running after dunya, and the dunya running away from us. So running after the dunya is what will close the doors of success upon us. A good example of this, there's not that much time to give you many examples, but inshallah I'll give you one final example, is a boy came to his father and said that, oh father, I want to marry such and such girl. And he said, that's fine, no worries, let's go and see this girl. And when he saw this girl, he said to his son that, oh son, I want to marry her. Why? It's because she's so beautiful. And then they had a fight and they went to the police or the time, whoever was in charge. And they said that you will not be able to marry them, I will marry them. And this case went to the Qadi, the ruler of that time. And the ruler said that I will marry her and you will not be married. You guys will not be able to marry her. But long story short, the girl said that whoever runs after me and chases me, And whoever acquires me, then I will marry that person. So they all chased after that girl and chased after her until the point that they all died from exhaustion, from being so tired. And she came back and said, "Do you know who I am? I am dunya. No matter how much time you chase me, you will never be able to acquire me." Who has ever heard someone say that, "Alhamdulillah, I've had enough of dunya. I've had everything I need. I don't need anything else." You've never heard these words utter from anyone's mouth. It's because this is how the son of Adam is made. We all want something. We never have enough. We chase after dunya even though we have everything we need. We have a house, now we want a bigger house. We have a car, now we want to have a bigger car and a better car. We have a good job, but now we want to be a person who has his own business and has more money. So this is how a person is made. And the Prophet ﷺ said that the only time that a human soul will be filled is the time when his mouth is filled with at-turab, when his mouth is filled with dirt, meaning when he passes away. That's the only time when the son of Adam will be fulfilled. So do not chase after the dunya, ya ikhwan. Make sure you invest in your akhirah. Whatever you have, whatever time that we have in this dunya, use that in your akhirah. Make sure you come to the masjid, you invest in coming to the masjid and praying salah and your worship. And inshallah, with this, the doors of success will not be closed upon us, inshallah. So these are some of the ways, and if you act upon them, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the traps of shaitan, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the fitness of shaitan as well. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We'll pray our sunnahs, and after the sunnahs, inshallah, we'll have our khutbah. If I could request everyone to please make your sufuf now, and make sure everyone's in line, so there's more brothers coming in, they can have some space.